President Donald Trump outlined his agenda during his address to a joint session of Congress last night. For reaction, I spoke with Democratic U.S. Senator Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire earlier this morning. Were there proposals put forth by the president last night that you feel you could support? He did speak about paid family leave and a trillion-dollar infrastructure program, for example.
There were several areas where I thought there can be good bipartisan support. As you point out, the infrastructure proposal, I think most of us would agree that we need to invest in our infrastructure, rebuild our roads and bridges, our water systems, our wastewater treatment systems, our broadband. He also talked about lowering the cost of prescription drugs, something that I think is very important and I've been working on since I was governor. He talked about the importance of child care and paid family leave, both things that I think are very important to working people in New Hampshire and across the country. And he talked about combating the opioid epidemic, something that he promised when he was in New Hampshire, and something that I'm certainly committed to, and there's bipartisan support to address. So there were a number of areas. Unfortunately, he didn't get into any specifics, and so it's hard to know what his actual proposals will look like.
But well, he did lay out some details of what he'd like to do with, as far as replacement of the Affordable Care Act. He did speak about health insurance tax credit and health saving accounts. He also said that Obamacare is collapsing, his words. Is there room for compromise here?
Well, there's always been room for compromise, Rick, from the very beginning when we started working on health care back when President Obama was in office. There was an effort to try and get Republicans to work on the issue. But the things that he put forward have not been shown in objective analysis to provide the same kind of coverage that the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid have done. So even though I think some of those proposals are things that I've supported in the past and think we ought to take a look at, to repeal the Affordable Care Act, the health care that's available now in New Hampshire, we know that about 120,000 people in the state would lose their health insurance if we repealed the Affordable Care Act, and particularly for those people who are in treatment for heroin or opioid misuse. They are getting treatment, by and large, because of the expansion of Medicaid in New Hampshire that has been a bipartisan plan supported by former Governor Hassan and the Republican legislature. And to repeal that would put so many people in New Hampshire, it would mean they would lose their treatment.
So wholesale repeal is a non-starter with Democrats?
I think wholesale repeal is a non-starter with the American public. What we're hearing from people, and the fact is that Obamacare is not imploding. What we saw was, despite efforts by the Trump administration to make it harder for people to enroll, we saw increasing numbers of people enroll in the exchange this year. So I think what we need to do is look at what's working with the Affordable Care Act, and keep that and look at what's not working and work together to try and fix it. And I hope we will see that inclination across the aisle to do that.
Senator Shaheen, Trump spoke about immigration reform last night, saying he wants to reach a compromise. He talked about instituting a merit-based immigration system. Do you see comprehensive immigration reform as a genuine possibility?
Well, I hope so. You know, I was one of the senators, and we had overwhelming bipartisan support in the Senate for a comprehensive immigration reform bill. It passed the Senate. It got bogged down in the House. So I think there is support there to do this, to do it in a way that provides a path to citizenship or to legal status for immigrants who are here, and that recognizes the contributions that immigrants have made to this country.
What's your reaction to the office Trump has established called Voice, which he says would focus on crimes committed by immigrants?
I think there is universal support to address any immigrants who are here illegally who commit crimes. There is no question about that. We need to make sure they are prosecuted for those crimes and that they leave the country. But the question is really not so much about those criminals. That's been a policy of the country for as long as I can remember. The question is, how are we going to deal with the other people who have been here illegally? And sadly, I see One of the things that has happened in recent days under the Trump administration is that people are being rounded up who haven't committed crimes and who are being sent back. And I'm not sure that that effort makes sense given everything else we should be doing.
The president last night defended his controversial travel ban. There's reporting this morning that a new executive order will remove Iraq from the list of countries whose citizens are banned from traveling to the U.S. What's your reaction to that?
I think Iraq should not be on that list. I have, as I've said, I don't think we ought to have a travel ban for those seven majority Muslim countries. I don't think that's the issue. And we know that the first travel ban that got struck down by the court has created real problems for our ally, Iraq, in this fight against terrorism and against ISIS. When I was in Munich last weekend at the Munich Security Conference, we met with Prime Minister al-Abadi, and he alluded to the challenges that he's facing in his internal politics and in his parliament with those people who would like to move Iraq closer to Iran rather than the United States, and the challenges that it presents for him when we have a policy that says we're not going to let Iraqis, who are our allies in this fight, into the United States. It makes no sense.
Well, do you still feel that it's accurate to call the president's travel ban a Muslim ban, as you did again in a statement last night?
Well, again, I think what he said, both before and after the ban, is that he wanted to keep Muslims from coming into the country. That's what he said during the campaign. We heard Rudy Giuliani say that he helped the president figure out how to do that. So, you know, I take him at his word. He was trying to keep Muslims out of the country.
But the wording in the order, of course, does not say that specifically.
No, but he indicated that that was his intent.
Moving forward, do you feel that there's any more reason to be optimistic after last night's speech?
Well, I think that, as I've said all along, that where there are areas that we can agree on that are important to the country, that I'm interested in working with President Trump. But I'm not interested in supporting efforts that I think undermine the values of this country and that are, I think, not supportive of our democracy.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen, thank you for the time.
Thank you.